This week, after the Capitol Hill testimony of General David Petraeus and Ambassador Ryan Crocker, President Bush made it clear he is not planning a major change of course or rapid troop withdrawal from Iraq. Today, in his radio address, the president said the general and ambassador agreed that security conditions are improving and that the troop surge is indeed working. Today in Washington, several thousand demonstrators responded with a protest in Lafayette Park across the street from the White House. One of them was Adam Kokesh of Iraqi Veterans Against the War. He took issue with General Petraeus.
This is the same absurd optimism that we have been hearing since the beginning of this occupation from its proponents. The insurgency is in its last throes. We are turning the corner. Why do you still believe these people?
Also speaking today, veteran anti-war activist Cindy Sheehan.
It is time for students to shut down their campuses. It's time. It's time for people to shut down their federal buildings. It's time for us to shut this city down.
When you think of anti-war demonstrations and college students, Madison comes to mind. The University of Wisconsin was radically active during the Vietnam War, thousands of students protesting the draft. In 1970, there was a bombing on campus, and a graduate student researcher was killed. Chris Doles is a current UW senior, helping lead the group called CAN, Campus Anti-War Network. Welcome to our program, Mr. Doles.
Thank you.
You're in Chicago and not D.C. Why didn't you come for the protest?
You know, I would have liked to have come today. Unfortunately, our chapter of the Campus Anti-War Network made the decision that we were going to spend as much of the days possible leading up to September 20th, focusing on our campus, mobilizing the maximum participation in our counter-recruitment efforts against Halliburton.
Let me ask you about Thursday, September 20th. On campus, there is a career fair at the College of Engineering.
That's right.
Halliburton Energy Services will be there trying to recruit, talking to prospective employees, and you will take what sort of action on that day?
Well, me and other engineers who are also activists in the Campus Anti-War Network felt particularly obliged to go after Halliburton because they're coming after us. And we feel like what we're trying to pursue in terms of education at the College of Engineering is of a far higher standard than what Halliburton has to offer. They're war profiteers. And so we plan on mobilizing hundreds of students to make it impossible for them to recruit a single student at the UW this Thursday.
As you surely know, Halliburton is an energy services company. KBR is the contractor for Iraq, and they provide the infrastructure there. And they are, as of this past April, separate companies.
That's actually part of our contention, is that here Halliburton has received more than $20 billion in contracts from the United States government. So they've distanced themselves from the subsidiary, which is the most scandal plague, to try to escape any accountability.
So you're going after Halliburton in retrospect?
Yeah, absolutely. And we're going to go from kicking military recruiters off our campus to kicking war profiteers off our campus, and we hope to replicate kind of a scale of an anti-war movement that you saw in Madison in the late 1960s, and that's what the Campus Anti-War Network is trying to lay the foundation for today.
There's sort of an echo here going back to 1967. There were 1,000 students in Madison protesting Dow Chemical recruiters during the Vietnam War. Dow Chemical was making napalm, and it's something that's in your mind as a model?
Absolutely. I mean, if you think about Dow Chemical, kind of the worst when it comes to war profiteering, designing these terrible weapons that ruin the lives of, you know, hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of Vietnamese. And today you kind of think of, with the privatization of the U.S. military, Halliburton represents the worst of the worst when it comes to the cronyism, Dick Cheney having been the CEO of Halliburton. So I think there's a lot of parallels.
I want to get a couple of details here. How many people are active in the Campus Anti-War Network, the group called CAN?
Sure. We have 30-plus campuses with chapters, and some chapters are 5 people who are just getting started. And then you have really much larger groups, like at the University of Wisconsin, which, you know, has a core of some 20 people and turned out 200 people to our occupation of Senator Cole's office in the spring.
You know, Mr. Doles, I think that those who came in front of you with the anti-war protesting back in the Vietnam era, hearing you, give these numbers would say, gee, they're not really trying, and they would say that the protesting back then helped in the Vietnam War earlier than it would have happened anyway.
I mean, we are now 4 years into the occupation of Iraq, 4 years into U.S. military involvement in Vietnam. Things may have looked better, but I think that's largely owed to, one, the draft. I often think the draft is overstated, though. The most important component of it, I think, is that the idea that protest doesn't matter is a common one among my generation, and for good reason. We were raised when anti-war movements, labor movements, anti-racist movements haven't won very many victories. The Vietnam anti-war movement came on the tail of a successful movement that smashed Jim Crow segregation. And so the very idea that protest doesn't matter is an important one for us to overcome.
Chris Doles of the University of Wisconsin.